All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Mary Goyer, your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am so excited to introduce to you today's guest. I'm speaking today with Rachel Yellen, who is a childbirth educator. She's also a yoga therapist and a hypnotherapist. And specifically, she first came onto my radar as a depth hypnosis practitioner. And so she brings together a lot of these different pieces and is going to speak to me about, you know, the essentials for a good pregnancy. Like, what do you need to do to have that solid foundation during pregnancy and that sets you up for the birth that you're wanting, for relaxation, and all of that stuff that everybody, of course, wants for themselves. So I have Rachel on the line. Rachel, can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to just talk about some of the things that people might want to pay attention to, especially as they start researching classes, you know, like, and so my first question for you is, how are the classes that you teach a little different from a typical childbirth education class that we might find out there?
Great. So the classes that I teach are really a skills-based class. So many childbirth education classes out there really focus on information and education. But as we know, women, when they actually give birth, they're not giving birth from an intellectual place. They're giving birth from a very physical, emotional, spiritual place. So the classes that I teach heavily emphasize different practice, different birth techniques that they can incorporate on a day-to-day basis, practices that are as simple as 2 minutes, connecting with their partner or connecting with their baby, to practices that are longer that might include listening to one of my audio programs, my relaxation and affirmations recording, or my breathing techniques recording, or something else that just really helps them relax and get confident and get focused on the big event, because it's a huge event. So that's one big piece about how my classes differ. And then the other piece that I think really is quite different about the classes that I teach is the emphasis on not just what's happening on a physical level, but integrating and looking at carefully what's happening on an emotional, psychological, and spiritual level. Because as any woman who's ever had a baby knows, birth is a huge transformation. It's a big initiation. And who a woman was prior to giving birth is different than who she is after she's given birth. And we want to take a look at what's happening emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually that is either going to pave a clear way for her to allow her baby to emerge with greater ease, and what kinds of things can kind of clutter up the pathway that the baby is taking, either so that the baby has a smoother ride, essentially. So that's
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sorry, I had a little like coughing attack right in the middle of that. I hope I muted myself the whole time.
I did not hear you.
Good. All right. So, So those two pieces, that makes total sense. And I so love that you are addressing this experience in the way that you are, because it totally is. It is such an initiation. And, you know, and of course, you know, in my work, I also teach that, you know, everything happens on all of these levels at the same time. And so I think it can be helpful for people to just focus on one at a time. But then there does tend to be a little bit of separation and like, well, how do I integrate the fact that there's this huge physical, physiological event taking place, but then also, you know, the psychological, spiritual, emotional. So I think that's what an offering to bring that all together in the way that you approach it for women. And you kind of already addressed this a little bit, but can you just talk a little bit more about, like, why do you teach these specialized childbirth classes?
Sure. I teach them primarily because I have this incredible passion and commitment to helping babies, and I would just call them people because they are people, come mm-hmm. into the world with as much ease as possible. I think that a good first impression of being on this planet makes a big difference. So, you know, that's one reason for myself that I teach these classes and, you know, for other people. But I think that I saw, you know, when I was a doula for many, many years and attended hundreds of births and just saw what women were going through and how unprepared and how women, they had all this intellectual mm-hmm. information, but they really, when they got into labor, they got so scared or they didn't know what to do. Or, you know, the funny thing is that actually their instincts took over, and their instincts, you know, when we feel discomfort or pain, is to run the other way, to get tense, to get tight, and to flee. And, mm-hmm. you know, so when people say the mom has to trust her instincts, it's actually such a funny thing because she actually has to learn how to have different instincts, how to train herself to say, oh, this sensation is my baby coming to me, and I'm going to go towards it. I'm going to go towards it with the greatest heart, and I'm going to breathe into it, and I'm going to move towards it, because that sensation, and if I relax into that sensation, that is going to help my baby come with greater ease. So as we know, if you're training for a marathon, you know, you can't just, like, jump into a marathon with no training. So same thing with birth. Like, you have to have a practice that teaches what actually facilitates easier birthing. So that's why I developed these particular classes, to move away from all of this intellectual, medical, you know, all the worries about what goes on and all the worries about the interventions, and focusing heavily on what is actually needed for the mom's nervous system to be in the calmest, most relaxed state so that she can have what she needs to birth, just like animals do in the wild.
Got it. So it's not such a heady experience that then she feels completely like at a loss for how to access her body in the moment and ways to reconnect.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Got it. So what impact do you notice? You know, I'm sure you mentioned, you know, like what caused you to, you know, want to develop these classes, you know, based on the experiences that women were having. So, you know, so what kind of an impact have you noticed that your classes have had on the people who have taken them?
It's so awesome. I get so excited. That,
yeah, I have a feeling.
I noticed that, you know, what women will say, and particularly you know, I know lots and lots of doulas in the area, and what they will tell me consistently, they'll say, Rachel, the women who take your classes, they have skills. They may not have the shortest labor. They may not have the easiest labor, but, man, do they have tools to manage whatever comes their way, that women will sustain long labors way longer, that women will have women who wanted to have an unmedicated birth will, you know, like persevere and, you know, draw on all the tools and all the support and all the inner guidance and all the external guidance, and they just have way more commitment. And that women who thought to themselves, I'm going to try to go the natural way, maybe I won't, maybe I will, maybe I won't, that those women will make it further in their labor than they ever thought possible before they got an epidural, which, of course, you know, going further into the labor naturally facilitates, you know, an optimal baby position and the need for, you know, much fewer medication and just an easier birth if the mom waits until she's, you know, 6, 7, 8 centimeters dilated before she gets an epidural versus getting it when she's 3 or 4 centimeters.
Right.
So it's really exciting. And you know, women will just tell me over and over again, you know, listening to my relaxation CD during, you know, before labor and during labor, working with my relaxation audio program made them feel so much more excited to give birth and confident to give birth. And that's what's needed. Most women go into their birth afraid, right? So it's really exciting.
And when do you think that people need to start this kind of preparation in order to be where they want to be when they're actually given birth?
Well, it's such a great question, because people, everybody's a little bit different. So I recommend that, you know, when that people come to my classes or start using my audio program as, you know, when they find out that they're pregnant. The audio program can start when they find out that they're pregnant, because it takes them through the whole pregnancy. I recommend taking my childbirth classes starting around 22 to 24 weeks. But that being said, I have women who show up to take my class or do a private session with me or start using the audio program at 37 weeks and 38 weeks, and they just get it. They integrate the information, and they just it falls into their body, and then their body just takes over, and they implement everything that they've learned with hardly any practice. And then there are other women who practice for months, and it's more challenging for them, and, you know, and vice versa. So everybody's a little different, but if I had my say, I would say, you know, start that audio program. You know, as soon as you find out you're pregnant, that's going to help you have a much better pregnancy, and get into the classes, you know, 22, 24, 26 weeks, so that you have time to integrate all the information and really put the practices, you know, to create a daily practice out of what you're learning.
Yeah, to put them into place. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great recommendation. So the earlier, the better in general. But if you're listening right now and you're kind of interested and you're thinking, well, is it too late for me? The answer is no, it's not too late to do anything that's going to support you more, including, you know, these kinds of practices that Rachel is mentioning. So So Rachel, how would somebody get a hold of one of these audios if they were interested in, you know, kind of hearing the work itself?
Awesome. Easy. Just go to RachelYellin.com, RachelYellin.com. And there's a sample on there, and I'm about to really get into a whole new program, so that it's going to be it's the best it's ever been. but they can see all the information that they need easily at RachelYellin.com.
Oh, perfect. And so you teach most of your classes in person. So if people are in the Bay Area and want to learn more about some of those live events, is that something that's kind of like ongoing? You know, you have classes starting throughout the year?
Yeah, every month I offer two different classes. One class is a four-session series that's a comprehensive childbirth education class, so you get all the same information that you would if you took a regular childbirth class, plus all of the birth techniques and all the skills-based and practice techniques. And then I offer a one-day birth techniques intensive that just focuses on the birth techniques. It doesn't include any information about what goes on in the hospital or newborn procedures or birth plans or interventions, anything like that. So it's either a 16-hour class over four sessions or a 1 7-hour class. And I offer those every month. And I am right now everything is in person, but I do phone sessions, and I do Skype sessions, and I am currently working on an online version of my childbirth class. So pretty soon it's going to be available in all over the country, and I'm so excited about that, because I just want more women to have amazing, transformative, wonderful, empowering experiences of being pregnant and birthing, and especially that postpartum time. Such a sacred time. So I'm excited about expanding what I offer.
Oh, that's amazing news. Yeah, because I was just thinking, you know, like somebody that's listening to us, we have people listening from, you know, all around the world. And, you know, so if somebody's kind of just resonating with the things that you've already mentioned and getting that good feeling, then yeah, go ahead and check out, will there be information on your website when that's up and going? RachelYellin.com.
There'll be information everywhere, Mary. There's going to be more information.
It'll be written in the sky. And
yes, there's going to be banners flying, because we have a movement going here to help women celebrate their births and be excited and confident to do it.
I love it. So perfect. And by the time you all are listening to this right now, these classes may be up and running. So please do go to Rachel's website and see what's available, see what you're interested in, and just a fantastic resource on all of these levels. So, you know, integrating the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, so that you can experience the fullness of what the birth has to offer. It is such a huge initiation. I love it. So we're about to wrap up. Are there any last little things that you feel like you'd like to say before we do so, Rachel?
The only thing I want to say, you know, to all the women who listen to this is that I know that you can do this and you can make this, you know, you can make this as powerful experience as you want it to be. And it doesn't have to depend on the outcome. It can really be about the process. And the process is so valuable. The process is so valuable. And if I can help in any way, I would love to.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you for being here, Rachel. Thank you, everybody who is listening right now. Remember to share this page. This is the Pay It Forward project. So please do let any of your friends, the birth pros in your community, know about this resource so that they can find whatever it is that they might want. So the URL is auparent.com. We're inspired and sponsored by the Enlightened Birth Program, dissolving your fears so you can give birth without the baggage. And, you know, once again, this is Mary Goyer. I'm reminding you that it really does, just like Rachel said, it really changes the planet when you support yourself and your baby during birth. And so anything that you want to do that brings you support, do it. We are thrilled to help in any way we can, and we'll see you on the next clip, everybody. Have a good one, and goodbye.